mind just, it visualizes that perfectly for us. You see the people who make it and you see the people who don't, and you see the desperation in everyone's eyes, whether they make it or don't. And speaking of Paul, like, Paul is one of the people you're rooting for. After that monologue, you're like, holy shit, how can this guy not make it into the show? And when he, you know, really like ruins his leg, you feel sad, and you're like, yeah, this whole artist is gone. Yeah.
I guess that phrase break a leg got taken a little too literally.
Yeah. My grandparents, before they came to see the show, they said break a leg. And then after they're like, whoa, we didn't.
Hold on.
I'm so sorry. We didn't mean
that. It's like, Grandpa, I don't think you know what you say. Yeah. Only last year that I realized what that phrase meant is about getting in the cast. Oh, again, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. All right. So Chorus Line, we still got a few more days of it. So theater fans, musical theater fans, Good Time fans, go check it out. It's happening over at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island. Get yourself a nice bagel in the market or something, or a donut. Stand in line. Bear witness to the line at Lucky's Donuts. And then go see a fantastic show featuring, of course, Brian Martinez as Paul San Marco, a fantastic dancer, and our guest today, for those who may have forgotten. Paul, Brian, thank you so much for joining me today and telling us about a Chorus Line and what it means to you and how fun it is to see in person, again, at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island. And closing night is Sunday.
Closing night is Sunday. We run until the 19th. And yeah, come see it. It's a fantastic show.
Is there a website that people can check out to grab some tickets?
Yes, you can visit the Langara College website and put in Studio 58, and a Chorus Line should appear. And if there's any tickets available, if we're not completely sold out, then come on by. We'd love to see you.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian, and have a great day, and don't break your leg.
Thank you. I'll try. Yeah.
Cheers.
I'm so excited because I'm going to go to the High School of Performing Arts. I mean, I was dying to be a serious actress. Anyway, it's the first day of acting class, and we're in the auditorium, and the teacher, Mr. Clark, puts us up on the stage with our legs around everybody, one in back of the other, and he says, okay, we're going to do improvisations. Now, you're on a bobsled, and it's snowing out, and it's cold. Okay, go. Every day for a week we would try to feel the motion, feel the motion down the hill. Every day for a week we would try to hear the wind rush, hear the wind rush, feel the chill. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see what I had inside. Yes, I dug right. And he says, okay, Morales, what did you feel? And I said, nothing, I'm feeling nothing. And he says, nothing could get a girl transferred. They all felt something, but I felt nothing, except the feeling that this bullshit was absurd. But I said to myself, hey, week. Maybe it's genetic. They don't have bobsleds in San Juan. Second week, more advanced, and we had to be a table, be a sports car, ice cream cone. Mr. Carp, he would say, very good, except Morales. Try Morales all alone. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see how. Helpful. They called me hopeless until I really Morales, I think you should transfer to Girls High. You'll never be an actress, never. Jesus Christ! Went to church, praying Santa Maria. Send me guidance, send me guidance on my knees. Went to church, praying Santa Maria. Later, I heard that Carp had died, and I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and cried, 'cause I felt nothing.
You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and the Kwikwetlem. This is still me, Jabe Gradowski. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And yeah, it's a good time here. Thank you again, Brian Martinez, for taking the time to join me today and talk about A Chorus Line. Again, you can see that down at the Waterfront Theater. The finale is this Sunday, so if you love yourself some musical theater, go check it out. And keep your eyes peeled for other fine things coming out of Studio 58 from Langara's theater program. So check it out. Yeah, so where does that leave us? We still have lots of time and lots of shows to talk about here, so let's keep it rolling here. Okay, so this one's going to be at 917 Main Street. Yes, the Cobalt, that's where it is. Sons with two U's is playing. They're playing with Morel Meats and the Obsolete. They're playing over at the Cobalt, so that should be really neat. That's a rhyme. So yeah, check it out. Sons are back. We'll hear some music from them in a little bit. Also on deck, we have Languid, Trench Raid, and some other bands such as Brutalize and Excessive Slaughter. So some hardcore and down and D beat coming your way. It's over at Bullet Farm. Check it out. Should be some pretty raucous stuff. Bring some shoulder pads, maybe. I don't know what it's like to be in the pit these days. I'm a fragile old man. So yeah, check it out. Some hardcore, D beat, Languid, Trench Raid, Excessive Slaughter, and Brutalize at Bullet Farm Saturday night, 7 p.m. Should be pretty rocking. Over still on Saturday is also Sookyun Lee, who you might remember from a variety of ways. If you're like me, you remember her from MTV, Much Music's VJ. So those are good times. But now, Anna has always been a fantastic artist, and now she's performing at the Lido two nights at the Lido. At 518 East Broadway. The first night, I believe, is sold out, but Sunday you can still get a slot and check it out. On deck will be Strop and Non-Law doing their respective things, so it should be pretty fantastic. Yeah, Sookie and Lee at the Lido this weekend. Don't miss it. Yeah, next up we have... Hold on a sec. I'm getting my phone out. It's trying to charge. Yes, I hear it blinking. Pardon me one sec. Alright, I'm back. We have Plurorama as part of Liquidation World's thing. We have some fantastic runway looks by a lot of people, such as Hannah Erickson, Yasmin Wally, Kalora, Mark DeJong, Shizen Jambor, Jay Wu Kang, and more. There'll also be some fantastic music from Big Zen, B West, Mela Melanina, Yusu, and Heine doing their respective things. That's Friday the 17th at the Red Gate Art Society, 8 p.m. So check it out. Should be pretty rocking. Should be pretty interesting. So don't miss that, dear listener. And yeah, then we have also the Hoth Sound Fest 2-day show over at, again, at the Red Gate Art Society. It's $20 for both night or $15 for one. Day one, set for Friday. No, Saturday, which features, I don't know who features, but Hotham Sound. Anyways, I'm sorry, I don't actually have a whole lot to tell you about that one, so I'm going to move on. Okay, Saturday, 8 p.m., The Get Arounds and 20 Explosive Hits along with Cass King and The Cassettes, I get it now, doing their respective things over at the Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. That's 362 Powell Street in Japantown, right by Oppenheimer Park. Should be pretty rocking. Good times. Get the pierogies. Next up, we have the Budos Band. They're doing a tour. They're Too High to Fly tour with DJ Keith McCaffrey doing the thing. DJ Keith McCaffrey is from the Burning Hearts Soul Club, so if that means something to you, maybe it's coming pretty exciting. Should be at the Rickshaw Theater Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. Doors shows, I'm guessing, at 8:30. I don't know. Bring a snack. Yes, shows at 8:30. Tickets are $45. So get them while they're hot. Okay, let's get into some music here, dear listener. We're going to check out some music from Suns. This is going to be their track, Witness Protection.
I am the one. forgiven and heartbeats. But the viewer in the roast pushes into a limp to be revealed. Antics of the everyday are ongoing. Silent worlds are uncomfortable. Exchanging punches with realities.
All right, folks, that was Boys in Blush with Watching Alice Leave. You can see them play along with Sebastian Ruslan and Touchscreen at 688 East Hastings, February 18th at 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock, so early show. We're on the home stretch here. We're getting out of here. Real quick, you just heard some music from Killers of Tempting Fate. You can see Killers opening for Sookie and Lee Sunday night at the Lido. Before that was Sookie and Lee with Thorns and the Laws of Attraction playing at the Lido Sunday and Saturday. So go check it out. And then starting us off that set was Suns with Witness Production and playing at the Cobalt this Saturday, 7 p.m. And here's some music from Hotham Sound that's going to get us out of here and go into at this time of day with the Parsa. There's a big music festival, I guess, they're doing. A bunch of their people are playing at Redgate this weekend, so go check it out. Should be great. Have a good weekend, everybody. This has been me, Jay Gradowski. Toodles.